Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Joining us now, a visiting fellow for higher education at Heritage Foundation, author of Slacking, A Guide to Ivy League Miseducation. I enjoyed our conversation with him not that long ago. Joining us again is Adam Kissel. Thank you for coming back.
Glad to be back. Thanks.
We've seen some recent developments on college campuses. Columbia University, it was announced today that they're going to pay over $220 million to the government, part of a settlement to go back and look at some of the mistakes that they made during campus protests. There's been a lot of other universities in the same situation. We're talking about these pro-Palestinian protests that were there and flat out harassing Jewish members of the community over a long period of time. The university was slow to react or step in or even protect them from physical harm in some cases. It was really, really bad. So Trump administration did not like that. They said this is activity that should not be tolerated on campuses. We need to make sure you understand that $220 million government settlement to resolve some of the problems with that. And they're not the only college campus that has resolved it through finances. I wanted to get your thoughts on that. So what do you think could happen in the future? Do you think this sends a pretty strong signal to universities to not tolerate that stuff?
Other than for sexual violence settlements, this is the largest settlement that a university has had to pay for bad behavior. The next top three are all about False Claims Act on grants. This one is about civil rights. This is about basic humane treatment of your own students and faculty members. So if you're another university that is discriminating on the basis of race or committing anti-Semitic acts or letting students on campus take over a library and do that, your number is going to come up too. So if you are admitting students on the basis of race, if you are hiring faculty on the basis of race, if you're turning a blind eye to discrimination on campus, you're in trouble. And so now that you look at Columbia and you see that you can come back into compliance, it's going to cost you some money. You're going to say, you know what? We either need to audit ourselves and get clean fast, or we're going to have to settle with the government. But one way or the other, we're going to have to stop discriminating. So it's a positive sign.
It is. And I think these university presidents realize that the tides are somewhat turning on them. There was that instance with Santa Ono. He's the president of University of Michigan. He announced that he was going to go take a job down in Florida. And they go through the formal process of approval, and the Board of Regents down there said, we don't want this type of stuff down in Florida. The stuff that you, and they really point back to what was going on in the college campus during this protest. They said, what we saw and the way that you were treating your Jewish community and allowing these things to fester was just beyond what we want to for the person that is leading our university. So it's the first time that's ever happened for that university down in Florida. They said they denied a job to an incoming president. So do you think maybe, at least on the college level, okay, if you're running a university, for some of these people like Columbia, $220 million is a lot of money, but they'll be just fine. But when you start talking about people's personal lives and finances, like the president that won't get a job now because of the record that is under his belt, maybe that is another consequence that these presidents will have a bigger incentive to step in.
That's right. But we should also know that about Columbia, for instance, it's not just about the money, but it's about the culture on campus and changing the policies and practices so that it's a more merit-based institution. So it's a big win at Columbia, not just because of the money, which, as you say, is just half of 1 year's worth of federal research grants for Columbia. But now Columbia has agreed to adhere to principles of merit in hiring and in admissions, non-discrimination, equal justice, meaning if you're an international student, you don't get special treatment. and transparency with funds that are provided to Columbia from other countries. So when we can win like that across the board, that's the kind of model that also comports with academic freedom that the government and a bunch of other universities can come to. And I'll tell you, they're going to have to come to it if they don't reform on their own.
So what do you think about some of these different universities getting investigated? And joining us here is Adam Kissel, visiting fellow for Higher Education Heritage Foundation, author of Slacking, A Guide to Ivy League Miseducation, which is very good. We'll have to talk about that. But some of these different universities getting notification from the federal government that you've discriminated against U.S. citizens and things like scholarships, meaning you made it so that it was impossible for them to apply for certain aid, but you would only open the aid for people that were non-citizens, these students coming in. So they're looking at that as discrimination for U.S. citizens. I think some of these college campuses are getting the reality check here that this type of discrimination is not tolerated.
You know, it's a pervasive problem to have racial discrimination in scholarships and fellowships, but also national origin discrimination. And even worse, when that discrimination is going against Americans themselves. And worst of all, when it's going to illegal alien students over Americans.
Right. And right? That is something that seems common sense. I thought we all agree discrimination is bad, but it was happening widespread on college campuses for the longest time.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yes, well, it's great that the Supreme Court said 2 years ago that ending discrimination means ending all of it. And that's, I think, what opened the door for the government under Trump to not turn a blind eye the way that the Biden administration did, and to say, you know what, we're going to make that real, finally, and we're going to take these universities to task for all the different kinds of discrimination that they've been committing: scholarships, fellowships, admission, hiring, single-sex programs. Well, I like single-sex programs that help people, but they need to be open to everyone. So if you want to teach STEM to girls, that's great, but you've got to teach STEM to boys too.
Yeah.
Right? That's the whole point of not discriminating.
Well, you're the author of Slacking, A Guide to Ivy League Miseducation. Do you think that some of these universities one day in the future will have a course along the lines of embrace your discrimination, it's okay?
Right. So what we show in the book is that across the Ivy League, there's this narrative of you must be mentally ill and have oppressions, and we're going to help you through that, or we're going to indulge your biases and your passions rather than teach you the best that has been thought and said in the world to become a better human being and citizen, to be empowered instead of think of yourself as a victim. The problem with those curricular lapses is all over the Ivy League, in the humanities and in the social sciences. So if you're interested in having a great education, you should probably go to a nice state school that has a great honors college and core curriculum, and you're going to end up being a better person and probably get a better job because you're better educated.
Right. Well, I'm hoping that a lot of these different employers are taking note, the different courses that these kids are taking, in a sense that I want to know, you know, if I was hiring someone, and sometimes you got to be careful because you don't want to break any equal opportunity laws, or you don't want to look at employment law. But I would be concerned that, because a lot of these big companies are worried about the culture inside of their building, I would be concerned that I was going to hire in someone that would inherently want to discriminate based on race, or inherently look at it because my college told me that it was acceptable. I don't want that.
Right. Right. So if I'm hiring somebody who's, say, graduated in the last 5 years from an Ivy League institution, I'm not going to be starstruck by the name on the diploma, and I'm not going to be starstruck by the 4.0 average, because everybody with grade inflation has A's and A minuses. I'm going to go into the transcript and say, did you take the serious courses or did you take the slacker courses? if you went to Cornell, did you take the science course that has you watch Disney movies to learn about animals, and that counts? Or did you take engineering? Did you take statistics?
Oh, no. Disney movies. What? Is that right?
Yeah. So that's how you learn about animals. And then you pretend you're one of the animals and you're an animal society and you have to solve your differences. So if you're the lion and somebody else is the mouse, like that's a real science course. It meets your science requirement at Cornell. Where at Princeton, you can take a whole course to meet your social sciences requirement on shoes.
I mean, that might be a fun afternoon in eighth grade, but not a full semester in a college course.
Right? And so like Yale says in their arts and humanities requirement, we're going to teach you how to understand and appreciate the highest achievements of humanity. But then the course that you can take to meet that is called, one of them, Introduction to the Occult Sciences, and you learn recipes for summoning demons and angels.
Oh, no.
Right? Or you take this course on Beyonce, or you take this course on East Asian martial arts films. Again, like maybe fun for electives, but that's not how you're going to become a better human being, I'm telling you.
No. I would argue it probably pushes you further away from it. By the way, if people want to look you up online and your book or some of the work that you're doing, where can they go?
For academic and policy work, heritage.org. And for thoughts in the world, there's always X, Kissel_Adam.
That's great. You know, one last thing, we saw the State Department looking into Harvard again. There's already questions about them and what they're going to do when it comes to their campus protests. Now that Columbia has made that settlement with the government, but still they're reviewing the visas, the J-1 visa program, and universities like Harvard that were endorsing foreign students to participate in these exchange programs, noting that all sponsors of the program must comply with regulations. And that's what Secretary of State Marco Rubio was bringing up in a statement. Now there's questions if they were actually on the up and up in these. So what do you think about these type of endorsements at Harvard?
Well, if the United States is letting somebody into our country to study, we want them to actually like America enough to not try to undermine us. And I don't think Harvard and a bunch of other institutions, including Columbia, have done a good job at all about vetting students from other countries who come, say, from China or the Middle East. And their idea is to become professional graduate students and become activists. And they're often the anti-Semites. So Department of State is totally right to say, we're going to take a good look at Harvard and see if we can still support their policies as they bring in graduate students. So it's right. Now, Harvard has already won a round over a different version of this in court. But this is independent of that presidential memorandum. This is Department of State independently saying, if you are not serving American interests, maybe you don't deserve to get international students.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of universities. I'll bring back University of Michigan again, because they had the same thing with Chinese exchange students bringing in these very dangerous substances to study in here. And they were caught at the airport. We're talking about... there's two instances where different dangerous substances were being brought in. So we got to look at it and say, okay, well, what's the reason for this? And should we be endorsing this sort of thing? What did the school know about it? Were they trying to circumvent, let's say, the safety of all these other passengers, or maybe the threat of perhaps destroying all our crops to bring in these dangerous pieces into the country? Okay, I think people should go and look at your book. I know the last time we spent talking about Slacking a Guide to Ivy League Miseducation, I had a great time learning about some of these courses that kids were taking. I think it's well worth the time of any listener to go check up in Adam Kinzel, Kissel online. Kissel_Adam, is that where you said you're on next?
Yep. And if you're interested in the book, Encounter Books is where you can find Slacking. And if you notice some other books you like, you probably will. It's a great publisher.
Adam Kissel, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.